The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith. Chapter of the Division of Labor. To take an example, therefore, from a very trifling manufacture, but one in which the division of labor has been very often taken notice of. The trade of the pin maker, a workman not educated to this business, which the division of labor has rendered a distinct trade, nor acquainted with the use of the machinery employed in it, to the invention of which the same division of labor has probably given occasion, could scarce, perhaps, with his utmost industry, make one pin in a day, and certainly could not make 20. But in the way in which this business is now carried on, not only the whole work is a peculiar trade, but it is divided into a number of branches, of which the greater part are likewise peculiar trades. One man draws out the wire, another straights it, a third cuts it, a fourth points it, a fifth grinds it at the top for receiving the head. To make the head requires two or three distinct operations. To put it on is a peculiar business. To whiten the pins is another. It is even a trade by itself to put them into the paper. And the important business of making a pin is, in this manner, divided into about 18 distinct operations, which, in some manufactories, are all performed by distinct hands, though in others the same man will sometimes perform two or three of them. I have seen a small manufactory of this kind, where 10 men only were employed, and where some of them consequently perform two or three distinct operations, but though they are very poor, and therefore but indifferently accommodated with the necessary machinery, they could, when they exerted themselves, make among them about 12 pounds of pins in a day. There are in a point upwards of 4,000 pins in the middling size. Those 10 persons, therefore, could make among them upwards of 48,000 pins in a day. Each person, therefore, making a tenth part of 48,000 pins, might be considered as making 4,800 pins in a day. But if they had all rotted separately and independently, and without any of them have been educated to this peculiar business, they certainly could not each of them have made 20, perhaps not one pin in a day. That is, certainly, not the 240th, perhaps not the 4,800th part of what they are at present capable of performing. In consequence of a proper division and combination of their different operations.